And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today and for the next 2 weeks, we'll be looking at the topic, characteristics of successful homes. Nearly any parent who's been married for any length of time knows that marriages do not just happen to be successful. Before any marriage relationship can bring about a deep satisfaction and an abiding contentment to both of the marriage partners, there has to be a great deal of give and take as both the husband and the wife learn to adjust to one another and to the various unexpected situations in life. When children come into the home, additional adjustments need to be made in order for the home to continue to be successful in meeting the needs of the family members. There are some specific principles that can help make any marriage successful, and there are some specific ideas that can help this goal come to pass. In these next 2 weeks, I'm going to make some suggestions along these lines. One absolute must in successful homes involves communication. All the members of the home need to communicate regularly about the details of life. Especially is this true of mom and dad. You need to know what's going on with the other members of the home. Over my years in Christian work, I've talked with many parents who had failed to communicate some basic decision that involved other members of the family, often the children. And almost always, the lack of communication led to arguing and bitterness. Rather than this, you need to have a full understanding about what's happening with one another and with the members of your home. You should agree on the general guidelines that your children will follow, what activities they're participating in, how they're to conduct themselves. You need to agree on the budget of the family. You need to know about special events coming up so that you're not surprised when unusual demands are placed upon the family. All of these and much more should be discussed regularly. Some parents do this over the breakfast table. Some make it a point to talk about these things as they occur during the day. But no matter how you handle these things, you need to be sure that they're handled. Both of you need to know what's going on. Even your children should be a part of the family communication. From the earliest ages, they should feel that they have a part in the home, that their problems are important too. This helps train them so that they can avoid springing unexpected demands on their parents. Now, when I talk about family communication, I'm assuming that you'll carry this out in a biblical manner. The Bible says that we're to speak the truth in love. That's the foundation for successfully communicating the facts between the family members. It makes no difference whether you're talking about the daily routine or trying to solve a major problem. An atmosphere of love is absolutely vital. Secondly, the husband needs to lead the home in communication. He needs to see that he and his wife agree on the details of life. He can't afford to sweep problems under the carpet, to ignore them in the hopes that they'll go away. It's his responsibility to lead the home in all areas, including the matter of communication. When he provides wise and godly leadership, and his wife responds with submissive support, the communication can effectively help the relationships of the home to continue in a successful manner. Let me ask, is this the case in your home? Do you talk in an attitude of Christian love? Does the husband provide godly leadership that the wife can submissively support? If there's a problem here, let me suggest that you work out the conflicts, pray about them, talk them over. Try to build new habits of communication. This is one important step in building a successfully functioning home. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.